Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Getting to the Truth, where we explore and expose the background details to the tragic deaths of Romeo Montague, Juliet Capulet, and County Paris. Now, after yesterday's revelations from Benvolio Montague, today we're going to hear from the woman who many say was closer to Juliet than her mother, her nurse. So, welcome, nurse, and firstly, thank you so much for agreeing to speak to us. I can only guess, but you must be feeling pretty emotional at the moment.
Yes, sir.
Now, following up my introduction there, would it be true to say that you were closer to Juliet than her mother, Lady Capulet?
I was, sir. I was, sir. She was my daughter. I had lost a child of my own, my Susan. Born at the same time as Juliet. Susan is with God, and so Juliet became my daughter. And she was at my breast, and right. I brought her up. My husband loved jokes, and he used to joke with her. And yes, I was close.
So, can you then, you know, tell us a little bit about your relationship with her from the early stages?
She was a lovely child. She was beautiful. She was the prettiest babe that ever I nursed. And she was very willing to do what her parents wanted. And they wanted her to find somebody that she could marry. She was a little bit worried because she thought, you know, I'm not 14 yet. And they said, that's all right. That's this. You won't be the only one. You know, I was 14 when I had a baby. And so she was really prepared to do what her parents wanted. And then, of course, it all went wrong.
Yes, indeed it did, tragically so. Now, how did you, if we come to the present day, how did you find out, firstly, about Juliet and Romeo and her relationship or budding relationship with him?
Well, it was all... It's all a surprise, but I was at the party where they met. And of course, Romeo had gate-crushed it because, you know, it was a Capulet party and he, was, of course, was a Montague. So that was not a good start. But you could tell, sir, they were in love. And of all the people, he was a lovely boy. He was lovely. And of course, you could just tell. They were made for each other, and they met at that party. And, I found out afterwards, leaving the party, he didn't go home with his friends. He climbed over the wall, and he climbed up the side of the balcony because he could see her light was on. And they spent a long time on that balcony that evening. Well, I was there, sir. I wasn't on the balcony, but I was in the room behind. And, you know, waiting to get her into bed because, of course, I used to dress her and undress her. I used to sleep with her most nights.
Now, on that basis, quite clearly, you were aware, as anybody would be, perhaps even more so, of the tensions between the Montagues and the Capulets.
Oh, yes.
And you find yourself then in a position of intimate relationship with a Capulet. And there you are suddenly, you have a Montague literally in the same room. Now, did you encourage Juliet's relationship with Romeo?
That's a very difficult question to answer. She didn't need encouragement. She was absolutely committed to him from that evening. It was magical, magical.
But if I may just interpose just for a second, if you, as a nurse and, as you've said, closer to her than her mother, had said, no, this is no good, you can't do this, this is a Montague, this must stop, do you think she would have done? And why didn't you say that?
I didn't say it because I knew it wouldn't make the slightest difference. It wasn't that she was a difficult child. She was never disobedient. But I didn't say it because, A, I didn't think it'll have any effect, and B, because it might have brought those families together. All those years when they did nothing but batter each other to pieces and you know, I hoped that with that marriage, we could start a reconciliation between the two families. That's why.
So what happened then, as we understand it now, is that after that particular evening, particular night, then indeed they did get married.
Well, sir, they're not the sort of people, as am I, who would sleep together before they're married. They wouldn't do that.
Sure. But so nonetheless, they did go off with your blessing, I'm guessing, from what you've said, to get married. And then, as we understand it, the Romeo then would have returned to be with Juliet after they had got married the following night. Is that right?
That is right. But of course, the fight intervened, didn't it?
Well, it did. And as a result of that, of course, as we know, the prince banished Romeo.
Yes.
And even having banished him, again, I ask you, you know, were you right, do you think, to encourage them then to spend that night together, knowing that the prince had already banished Romeo from Verona?
I couldn't stop her. I couldn't stop her. She was married to the man. She was his. He was hers. I couldn't stop her. And I made sure, sir, I was in and out. I wasn't with them. Of course I wasn't with them, but I was right outside the door. And as soon as the daylight started to come through, I was calling out and saying, you've got to go. You've got to go.
Right.
Because you cannot be, you know, you cannot miss this curfew.
Right. Once that evening, that night was over and the day dawns and so on, and we can only guess, you know, how the couple felt. But did you, after what kind of advice did you give to Juliet about the future once Romeo had left on that particular morning?
Well, sir, I have to say that if you had a father like Lord Capulet, it would be very, very difficult not to go along with what he wanted. Mm-hmm. They had the most dreadful fight. And he said things to her that I wouldn't have believed he could. And she was devastated. And that's when, of course, it all again took an unfortunate track, but at that stage I didn't think there was anything I could do. It was only when she asked my advice after that, and I said, look, I think you should marry Paris, because you know, you what, Romeo's no use to you, with you here and him in Mantua. What life is that if you really, really, really will not marry Paris? There's nothing else you can do.
Forgive me, she was already married to Romeo.
I know, I knew that, but nobody else knew that. Her parents didn't know that. That was
so
a secret.
You were suggesting that she should hide that fact and carry on another marriage.
If you're going to ask me what I regret, that is what I regret. I know now. I should never have done that, but it seemed the only way at the time, and I thought it would all turn out all right, but it didn't.
I do understand. I'm sorry to upset you even more, but it's so important that we all get to understand what happened here, because there are so many rumours flying around, so much false information, that we need to get to the truth.
Yes.
Now, we hear that it was you who discovered Juliet dead in her room. Can you confirm that?
Yes, I can.
And what were your feelings in that moment?
Do you need to ask that? She was my life. My life, she was. She was part of me. I was part of her. And if only I had known, that she was not dead, I could have stopped it. I could have stopped it, but I didn't know.
No.
And I just, well, there was nothing I could do. I thought she was dead, so she had to be taken to the tomb.
Yeah.
But, if somebody had told me, don't worry, there's a plan, I could have helped, I could have made it all right. But no, I couldn't.
Right. And that really marks the end of your particular participation in this tragic event. And I suppose now I just have a couple of things to ask you. In a way, you've approached these questions already, but I'd just like to find out from you, did you or do you now feel any guilt over the part you played in all of this?
I do, sir. I do. Of course I do. And oh, I have been over and over and over that time to say, what could I have done? I wish I had tried to help her to confess that she and Romeo were married to her parents. I would like to have supported her and got her to do that. And then perhaps they would have changed their mind about Paris. So that's one thing I feel guilty about. And the other thing, of course, is she asked me not to be there that night. And I should have noticed from when she accepted my suggestion that, you know, she should marry Paris. All of a sudden, she was, oh, yes, it's all right, then you say that, well, then I'll do that. I should have suspected that she'd made up her mind to do something about it. And I just went along. I didn't suspect her. And when she said, no, you go, you've got other things to do. You go and sleep there. If I'd been there, she couldn't have taken that dreadful step. So, of course, I feel guilty.
I can appreciate that. Thank you. And as a final, very final thought to all of this, what message do you have now to the Capulets and the Montagues as they go into perhaps an uncertain future?
You must come together in peace. If that could be Juliet's memorial, that's the only one I would want to see. If she hasn't lived in vain, her nearly 14 years will not have been wasted.
Thank you. And I think everyone, all our listeners, and probably the entire population of Verona would agree with you on that. Let us have peace in the future. And yes, on that note, Nurse, thank you so very, very much for being with us today. Thank you.
It's all right, sir.